our phone, it's the most powerful computer that's ever been created. It connects you with the world and disconnects you to your spouse.
Oh, that
family.
Was good. That was
you, you can connect to the entire world, yet be so disconnected from the person who sits next to you, who sleeps next to you. And that's where we've seen it be a hindrance. And it, one you have to control.
Yeah.
It has to be controlled.
Your blended family has a 100% chance of success when you do it God's way. We're Blended Kingdom Families, and we want to provide biblical resources to heal and restore families with a message of hope for the next generation.
Hey guys, welcome back to the BKF podcast. You guys take an opportunity to subscribe and ring the bell, like click the little bell up there, get notified every time a podcast releases, which is every Monday. And we also have other podcasts, if you didn't know. We have the Blended Kingdom Families Podcast Network, where we have our Let's Therapy, which is our mental health. And then we also have our Blended Kingdom Teens, which is our teen podcast channel. But, you know, speaking of podcasts, today... We're podcasting right now, and you're on your phone.
Just give me a minute. I'll be there in a second.
Hey, babe.
This is important. I've got it.
I know, but people are listening and watching right now, and you're on.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Don't worry about it.
Get off of your phone. If you haven't guessed right now, you guys.
This is what this podcast is about.
Oh my gosh.
Killer of intimacy and connection
is your phone.
Watch this.
I like that was like the hottest thing you've done all day.
Let me tell you something. Just because you teach it doesn't mean you're good at it. This is an area even Vanessa and I struggle in.
Oh my gosh.
let me tell you something. If you want to see how to make your wife mad, tell her to put her phone down. Watch what she does. I'm busy. Just a minute. I'm almost done.
No. Or do y'all do this with your spouse too? It's like you'll put your phone down and then you turn to your spouse and they're on their phone and you're like, get off your phone so we can spend some time together. And you literally just put your phone down. I have to admit, I do that a lot, but you do too.
Well, this is going to be a kind of a quicker podcast. We're going to bring just a rocket solid. This is what I want to point out. The truth of it is technology, our phone, it's the most powerful computer that's ever been created.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's the most powerful, like, on earth. Like, it is a powerful, powerful thing.
It is up there. Like, I'm saying the Bible's the best, the most powerful influencer. But I'm going to tell you, the phone's gaining traction. It is becoming so much of what we do. And if you're wondering, just off the cuff, because this, our phone also tells us, look at your screen time per day.
Oh, that'll make you sick.
That's the most depressing thing. It's like, oh, you've been on your phone for 7 hours a day. I'm like, holy. And I'm like, well, I use it for work. I'm like, well, do you really?
Yeah.
The phone kills connection and intimacy in your marriage. And we want to just talk about the concepts of how to overcome that.
Yeah.
Or maybe some habits that you can have.
Well, I think, yeah, just some practical advice on like putting that away. You know, this was someone wrote us in on this.
Yeah.
And they said, how do I get my spouse to pay more attention to me than his phone? And I was like, oh man, it's a tough one because yes, our phones are, so they have made these things called smartphones that you can do everything from. You can email from, you can write a letter to, you can make a PowerPoint, you can do anything from it. And
it's like a 1994 explanation of what a computer is. Like, you can write an email from it.
I'm just saying there's so many other things you can make movies from it. Apparently, again, record a podcast from it. You know, it's a powerful tool and it can be all consuming, right? Yeah. And they've also built these things to, you know, if you haven't like watched the documentary, like the dopamine,
Dopamine Nation.
I think that's a book.
The social experiment. It's a scary world.
It's a scary world, but you know, they've created our phones to be a distraction on purpose. And so we have to be that much purposeful and intentional to lay those distractions down.
Well, the cool thing is, let me say it this way. It connects you with the world and disconnects you to your spouse.
Oh,
your
that
family.
Was good. That
it,
was
you, you can connect to the entire world, yet be so disconnected from the person who sits next to you, who sleeps next to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we've seen it be a hindrance. and it, one you have to control.
Yeah.
It has to be controlled.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with a couple of things. No. So number one, and brace yourself for this one. If your spouse asks you to put it down, put it down.
Put the dang phone down.
And it doesn't have to be one of those things where the spouse feels anxious about asking you.
Mm-hmm.
If your spouse is, you're sitting in the room and you're saying, hey, could you just put that down for a minute?
Mm-hmm.
You need to ask the Holy Spirit now in every one of those moments moving forward that the Holy Spirit will convict you that says, hey, my spouse is just asking for me to pay attention to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so nothing is that important. I'm just going to put it down. You can always come back to it.
Mm-hmm.
But just Holy Spirit, prepare me for those times mm-hmm. when my spouse wants connection and
yeah.
I am on a phone and I need to just put it down and I don't want to feel angered or bothered by it.
Right. And asking where that a place of that comes from, you know, like yeah. why are you feeling those things when you ask them to do that? Is it, yeah, because you are feeling convicted? Mm-hmm. Is it that there's shame and guilt surrounded by anything that you're doing? Are you, mm-hmm. you know, texting or doing things that you're not supposed to be mm-hmm. doing on there, looking at things you're not supposed mm-hmm. to be looking at? You know, and I think some practical steps is when you walk in the door in the evening, mm-hmm. put it down. Like, yes, you know, sometimes like there's follow-up emails or there's follow-up yeah. things that you need to get done. But when you come home and you're automatically on your phone or you're coming in and you're, you know, mid conversation, and that's how you are entering into the most important part of your day, which is your spouse and your kids. That mm-hmm. right there speaks something. It will speak something to your spouse and it will speak something to your children mm-hmm. because you're not seeing them. You're not connecting with them.
Yeah.
You are in, you know, conversation with somebody else. So when you walk in the door, make sure all of that's done. I know for you, babe, you know, when we first got married and our business was launching, like you, it was a big thing. Like
it's all consuming.
It was all consuming.
Yeah.
And Scott has gotten so good. I'll see him pull up at the house and the boys know that you're home and we have this big window that faces where Scott parks
yeah.
and they're just like out there waving, but he will finish his conversation in the truck so that when he comes in the house, like the first
yeah.
thing you do is you lay your keys down, your phone down, your wallet down, and it's, hey, how was your day? How's everything
yeah.
going? And you connect. And then one thing that, you know, we always talk about is that intentional time that you're trying to connect with your spouse in the evening.
Yeah.
We talk about having that every single day. Don't try to connect with your devices in the room. So
yeah.
we always connect in our bedroom. We have these two chairs that we sit in.
Yeah.
Or I sit on the bed and our phones are up. They're
yeah.
up, they're gone, so that we can connect in that time and we don't have any disruptions.
Well, the main thing that I think exists there is we're intentional about understanding that we have to put them down. So
yeah.
it's not like we sit there and go, okay, the habit is we walk in here at 6 o'clock and we put our phones down, we connect. We're understanding of we live in a society and we are in a world where our phones are a distraction, so we need to be intentional about, and hey, let's put this down for a few minutes and just sit and talk. We did this last night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you came in and I was on the couch and you were on the couch and I said, hey, just sit down and talk to me for a minute.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to point out too is people address their phone for kind of I would almost call it like an escape from reality, or it's like
yeah.
a relaxation. So it's their moment to kind of, I don't know what it is. It's just kind of whether you're like watching, you know, different reels. I love watching reels on Instagram. It's just funny to me. And Vanessa and I even communicate through reels sometimes because we'll send each other reels. And that's fun.
Yeah.
But what I'm getting to is this, is when you see your spouse in that environment, in that moment, and you want to connect with them, understand where they are in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a relaxation mode. They're not mm-hmm. wanting to deal with anything super serious.
Yeah.
So if you want to connect with your spouse and you don't want them to have an adverse reaction, bring them what they need in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of people kind of go in, you know, in the 70s and 80s, you walked in and you sat in your chair, you grabbed most men grabbed a whiskey and they put on the news.
Mm-hmm.
And that was their relaxation
mm-hmm.
break.
That
today,
was definitely 70s and 80s.
Yeah, that's what it was. I mean, you know, wall-to-wall carpet. But that's what happened. And then in the 50s. But today, they walk in and they sit on their phone and they scroll different things. And it's just a way for them to, in their mind, relax, and they're getting different connectors. So I'm just saying, as a spouse, when you see that situation happening, bring mm-hmm. them what they're looking for in that moment if you want to connect with them.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, hey, I see that you want to relax. Why don't you and I relax together?
Yeah.
It's not like, let me come in and just, let's talk about problem after problem after problem.
Yeah.
Because the home does need to be a place of peace.
Yeah.
And it used to be because nobody could connect with you at home.
Yeah. Well, and I will say this too. I think people go to their phones for a place of relaxation when it's really not. The consistent, yeah. And studies will show the consistent scrolling, the consistent looking at the reels. I know you love reels, but we may need to talk about that. But
they give me lots of ideas for what I do. Like
I get
all
it,
my reels are like men and husband and wives making fun of each other.
Yeah, well, you know? and I'm not calling you out, but I am saying that studies do show that consistently looking at screens, and I mean it's these constant releases of dopamine, and that can really affect you negatively. So I would just even encourage, like, you and you maybe listen to this and being like, man, we may have like a screen time addiction or a social media addiction. I mean, these are things that people do struggle with, you know? And so maybe it's replacing that with a book. Maybe it's replacing it with an evening where, you know, every night you sit outside together and
go for a walk,
do something other than like sitting on your phone to relax. I mean, I would say that, but you're absolutely right. I know there's a couple that the husband loves to play chess. And so he'll use his iPad or his phone to play chess on. And that is he loves playing games. That's his release from the day, and he loves to do that. And so, you know, whatever that is for your spouse, and if it is on a screen, I think having that approach, just like you said, Scott, is so great to just say, hey, it looks like you're taking some relaxing time. Could we connect in 15 minutes? Does that give you enough time? You know, approach it from that perspective, other than if you're going to your spouse and being like, get off your phone, and the inflection and the tone of your voice is kind of demeaning or like, this is wrong. That's a good place to start an argument.
Well, nobody wants to be accused or, you know, somebody say, hey, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, let me now defend. I love what you said about about getting away, finding a way outside. You know, our good friends, one of the things I love about David and Ashley Willis and the Naked Marriage podcast is that I love that they take their walks and they live in an area that's got beautiful trails and they really take advantage of that one-on-one side-by-side time. I know we used to live by a lake. I wish we'd lived by a lake. Maybe we need to move by a lake or somewhere we can walk all the time, because our street's kind of boring to walk on. But anyway, finding that outside time, finding something you connect with your spouse with.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, and a lot of, you can do a lot of things. Maybe it's you do a puzzle together. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I see couples that do those 1,000-piece puzzles. Mm-hmm. But you're doing something that connects you with your spouse and not just on a screen. But the first thing we probably said a lot of first things. The other thing is, ask your spouse if there's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, ask them, say, hey, do you think we have a problem with the amount of screen time? Or do you ever feel like you can't talk to me because I'm on a screen or I'm working? I want to be sensitive to that. I want to be, I was just thinking about an example, wives and husbands. So when you're driving, this is one that gets me. When I'm driving and Vanessa is sometimes on her screen or on her phone and we're just driving. And I remember like we'll be driving 30 minutes and I'm like, you haven't said a word. And like, you're on your screen.
Yeah.
That's also a really good time to be like, hey, I'm connecting with my spouse.
Yeah.
Or I'm supposed to give directions. But not being distracted in that way.
Yeah. And I would say too, at dinner time, turn off the TV. Oh, yeah. You know, and what are your, and it's not just your spouse, it's your children too. If they're constantly seeing your face in a screen and they're not getting the time and attention that they want, you know, what are they going to do? They're more than likely going to turn to a screen or, you know, feel like, hey, mom and dad don't care. And so all in all, you guys, you know, what we really want to get at is, you know, just being intentional with your time with your spouse and, you know, putting the phone down, putting the distractions away to build and foster those relationships in your blended family. Make sure that your marriage is getting the time and attention that it needs. Mm-hmm. You know, don't let the smartphone or, you know, your phone, like that does not come before your spouse. It doesn't come before God and it doesn't come before your children.
And this is probably not something that's new to you.
No.
You know, this is not a new information podcast. This is not, we're not bringing worldwide, you know, new research to the field. We're just reminding you. And if you're tuning into this podcast, we assume, and we, you know, people who do prescribe and subscribe to the ministry, you're wanting to do things that are helping your blended family and you're helping your marriage.
Yeah.
We're just giving you this, hey, pay attention to this because
it
is an issue. It is killing intimacy in a lot of levels.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we talk about huge issues on this podcast that are like really foundation shaking. And we always say it always starts with little things.
Little things,
and this is one of those little things. It's like, you know, do you give your spouse the freedom to say, hey, I need to be more important than that right now?
It's good.
Because if they ask once and you say, hey, I'll be done in a minute, what if that was that moment they really needed you mm-hmm. and you just dismissed them?
Mm-hmm. They didn't feel seen. They felt rejected.
Yeah. And maybe it was that moment where they, you know, Satan was really attacking them and they just needed you. They didn't come to you screaming and panicking like that would cause you to put it down. They just gently did that and you dismissed them.
So, or your children. Mm-hmm. What if your mommy, daddy, I have a question. You know, what if that question is about Jesus or it's, hey, I heard something at school today that I'm not understanding and you're dismissing it, you know?
Wake up to what God's given you
yeah.
and then pay attention to the fact that even though Mr. Jobs created the iPhone and that's a really cool thing to connect to people, it's not connecting with the people that are right next to you.
Absolutely. So. Well, you guys, thanks for joining us again today. Don't forget to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to. We would love to get your feedback and get the podcast out to more families and marriages and individuals who are needing the content. We love you guys. We can't wait to see you again next week. Be blessed in all that you do.
Take care, guys.
Hey, friends. So glad you were here with us today, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. You can find more resources from Blended Kingdom Families at blendedkingdomfamilies.com. Join us again next time as we talk about more blended family topics. Be blessed in all that you do. And remember, nothing will be impossible with God.